Get ready for Brexit on the 31st of October. Brexit will bring changes that affect businesses in many ways, particularly if you buy from EU suppliers, sell to EU customers, provide services to EU clients, and receive customer data from other businesses in the EU. Businesses need to prepare. Find out how at gov.uk/Brexit. Get ready for Brexit on the 31st of October.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high-res, it's Lauren Perez.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallant. The Bay Area betches, betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Lulu Simon, Sue Studio.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Be Your Mosta with Tina El Costa.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Joey Grant, the Grandmaster. Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The Incredible Edible Matthews Sisters.
And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch What Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Watch What Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all the crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. It's available on YouTube. Go check it out. And joining me is the wonderful and hilarious and all-around great guy, Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast Podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hi, Ben.
Howdy doody. So, what's up? Guys, the time has come for an announcement, a big announcement. We've teased it this entire past 5 days or so. We are going to Denver, Colorado. We are going back, and we're going back on December 12th, 2019. The presale is now for our Patreon members, and the tickets go on sale to the public this Friday. Last time we went to Denver, we had an absolutely amazing time. Last time we were at the Improv. This time we were closer to downtown. We are at the Oriental Theater, which is a really dope spot if you look at the pictures online. So come join us in Denver. But wait, there's more. On January 25th, we are going back to Ohio. We're going to Columbus, Ohio, to the Newport Music Hall. We've been hearing nothing but great things about Columbus. I've never been there. Have you been there, Ronnie?
Nope.
So we've been hearing great, great things. So we are so excited that we're going to be taking our show to Columbus, Ohio. Same deal. Presale today. Goes on public. Tickets on sale on Friday. Go to watchacrappens.com to get all the links. And then, of course, we have all the shows that we're doing this fall as well. So, starting later this month, we're going to Charlotte, North Carolina. Then we're going to Nashville, Tennessee. And then, in October, we've got two shows in Atlanta. We're going to Carrboro, North Carolina, a.k.a. basically Chapel Hill. We are going to Richmond, Virginia, Tampa, Florida, Fort Lauderdale, then Indianapolis, Indiana, Chicago, New York City, St. Louis, Philadelphia. We're going to Seattle, and in January of next year, we're going to Houston. We have a lot of amazing shows. Several of them are at the low ticket alert, so those have not a lot of like tickets left, so go check those out. WatchOurCrappens.com. And hey, if you didn't get into BravoCon, we do have tickets available for our Chicago show, our late Chicago show, and our Indianapolis show, which is the same weekend, so you don't have to be left out of all the Bravo fun. WatchOurCrappens.com
for all
that.
Yeah, and we'll be in New York the very next week.
That's true.
The very next weekend. So just stay at BravoCon for a while.
Yeah, there are literally like 5 tickets left for the final New York City show. I'm just waiting for it to sell. I'm like, go sell. But it's going to be super fun. It's going to be a great, great fall for all of us. We're looking forward to it. And of course, our Patreon is patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You get access to our bonus episode every week. Crappens On Demand, where you can watch us podcast. This week, we'll be doing On Demand for Dallas and for Orange County. You can watch us on your smart TV or your dumb TV or just on your phone, wherever you want. It's a fun, 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 fun time. So that's all the news that's fit to print. And now let's get on to the news that's fit to sail through the Mediterranean. Am I right? Am I right?
Oh, God, I wish I could hug this sea.
It's below deck Mediterranean.
Below deck. Yeah, we're getting towards the end of its run. You can feel it. We only have like about a charter left or so. Regular below deck is around the corner. That's starting up next month in October. So for now, we just have to enjoy what we can of Ben watching him unload a drunk Travis into a production van while he wears a little sweater around his shoulders.
Oh, man. Previously, Anastasia, for some reason, can't close doors anymore. Yeah.
Previously, Anastasia forgot to function, how to function as a human being.
Yeah, and Joelle learned that if he's nice to people, they'll actually work harder.
Yeah, he's learned that if you don't call them a cock-juggling thunder pussy, then people are motivated.
Yeah, and also, ah, fuck. I would gladly pay you tomorrow for a working burner today. So we open where we left off last week, where Travis just overly drinks again and is totally shit-faced. And guys, it's not 2:05 a.m. and it's not 2 a.m. It is 2:04 a.m.
Wow. It's that sort of precision that you get on a 5-star yachting experience.
So Ben has been left with the duty of dragging Travis to the car, to the van. And he's like,
yachties are known to be drunk, but Travis is paralytic. Huh? Yeah.
Not sure it's a word, but I understood what he was saying. So they load Travis.
I guess it's not. It gave me a spell check, but that's nothing new in my notes.
I looked it up because I think it's, I don't know what, you know what it is? It's probably, maybe paralytic with like a Y. I'm going to look it up. Now, see, I have to know this because now that I've made a claim that paralytic isn't a word.
Paralytic. It is. It's paralytic, relating to paralysis.
Well, guess paralyzed, what?
Crippled, disabled, incapacitated, dead, numb, benumbed, powerless, immobilized.
It's basically me in the morning. So Travis is like passed out, and they're in the vans. They all have to go home. He's passed out in Aisha's lap, and then when they get out of the van, he cannot walk. They're pushing him up the passerelle. And they just, like, managed to somehow get him into a top bunk. I don't know how they even did that, but
yeah,
he's a disaster.
I think you put the drunk person in the bottom bunk, because the person in the bottom bunk is going to be getting his barf.
Yeah, so. I think that's how we should do it.
Yeah.
So he gets in there, and then it's the next morning, and, you know, I thought it was going to be a big to-do, like a big drunken fight at night, but no, we just go to the morning scene.
Yeah, the thing is, you can get drunk on Bravo, but you can't get so drunk that you can't fight with Hannah, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're watching this for a reason, people.
Yeah, and you know, like, it actually gets me excited for the next season of Below Deck, because one thing I do love are the late-night drunken antics that happen after the club when they get back on the boat, and some drunk person tries to come for Kate Chastain, and she's like, huh, really? Okay. Huh.
So the next morning, it's not 8:10 and it's not 8:15, it's 8:13 a.m. Hannah's like, Ben is going to town for food, so Anastasia, why don't you go for some centerpieces for the table, because we need them to be over the top and amazing to impress Captain Dandy Sandy, my new best friend, who's completely nice to me this entire season.
Yeah. Anastasia hasn't been on her game, so I'm giving her the simplest of tasks that she surely should not be able to fuck up, because anyone can do it, and hopefully that will be the confidence boost that she needs, so that way she remembers the difference between a spoon and a fork.
So Travis wakes up, and he's like, did you get to sleep last night, Ben? And Ben's like, not really. And he tells us, well, when you have a blackout, you wake up like, holy shit, what happened? What did I do? Did I smack a woman completely innocent and have it turned against me unfairly? You know, obviously I was drunker than everyone else, but I've been working so hard with no break. I fucking hate my job. And drinking is a bit of escape, isn't it? I'm like, yes, Travis, we know.
I'm not saying I'm an alcoholic. All I'm saying is that when life gets really hard, I turn to alcohol to drink my problems away. That's all.
Listen, am I addicted to alcohol? No. Is alcohol addicted to me? Possibly. I don't know.
And then we see Colin in his bed and he goes, I'm dying. Kill me.
Oh, Carly, did you have too many drinks last night? No, Ma, I was good. I just had a really strong iced tea.
He probably literally took one extra ibuprofen and is dying now in the morning.
Oh, well, everything was fine until I got a little bit tipsy and touched some fabric that I shouldn't have, and rashes everywhere.
Was there dust in the bar, Carly?
You know, your Aunt Tibby got a little overserved at Sizzler last night. She fell on her face in front of the cream corn.
And that was just from potatoes.
We need to find some help for her. Let's be honest.
Aunt Tibby being overserved potatoes at the bar. Okay, so Sandy's like, oh, hello, Travis. And he's like, hello. And he's ironing something. And she's like, did you have a good night? Yeah. She goes, you know, he's a good deckhand, but I smell alcohol on his breath, and this isn't the first time. That concerns me. It's like going 12 days without a single nap. Wrong is what I'm saying. It's wrong.
It's like waking up in the morning and asking for toast, and then it's been 35 minutes, and you're like, where's that goddamn toast?
So Jack is making a little menage out of the teddy bears on H's bed, which last week I was like, who has those teddy bears on their bed? Is that Ben? No, Ronnie, you dumbass. Of course it's Aisha.
Of course it's Aisha. So
did you notice that one of the bears is giving the other bear head, and then the bear that's getting head is smoking a cigarette?
Yes.
I mean, Jack, he's just a romantic guy.
It paints a picture. Yeah. So Anastasia and Ben go off on their field trip, and she's like, oh my god, like, it may be tedious, it may be awful, but I would pick Third Stew over Chef any day of the week. It is so easy. It's like, Anastasia, you just walked off the dock.
I know.
Just really declined.
I know. And she's like, here's how I like to do in-town trips. I like to get coffee, enjoy our time. It's like, who replaced Anastasia with this chick from Slackers, you know? Who is this?
Yeah, who is this new Anastasia? It was almost like the galley destroyed a part of her or something like that. So, so Ben is just shopping for food, and he's like, I want inspiration from French market culture, and I'm going to get some cheese and bread. Okay, I really don't know what I'm doing right now.
All right, I'm done. Give me a close. So I love that in French markets, they are just like a Home Goods here. Everything's like Gather, but in French.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Friends and family make food good, but in French.
Yeah. because now they're looking for decor for the tablescape, since Sandy has like tablescape envy of all the yachts she saw at the yacht show. And Anastasia just can't find anything good because it is all like French marshals. So it's like, you know, instead of like tons of signs that say Paris, they all just say things like Yonkers. That's how it works over there.
They're like El Paso in French. Yeah. They have like a huge thing that says El Paso in five different languages, like we do to Paris. But it's just like El Paso, El Paso, El Paso, El Paso, El Paso.
Instead of posters of Le Chat Noir, you know, it's just like posters of,
I don't know. A hot dog stand.
it's like Pink's hot dog stand.
It's Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
It's just Costco. It's just...
Ah, Le Sam's.
So, yeah, Anastasia can't... She's not finding anything good, and she's, like, unable to see a way to turn something shabby into something shabby chic. So she's just like, if I can't find anything good, I'm just not going to get anything at all. I'm like, that will go over real well. Real well.
Yeah, that's not good, babe. So then everyone's working.
And Aisha is telling, Aisha finds the gift on her bed, right? So she's like, oh, a bear giving head to another bear. How cute.
You're so sweet. So,
she should be the new theme song for Below Deck Man.
She should just join an orchestra, you know.
So she's talking to us, and she goes, "When he comes back to my cabin and hung my titties," and Nadine goes, "What?" And she goes, "Teddy, he told you my titties, bitch."
Yeah. So now Anastasia is back, and she's like, "Those were the shittiest stores I've seen in my life. I mean, France, like, what the fuck?"
Yeah, and Hannah's like, so you found nothing?" She goes, "No, I would rather come back with nothing than buy someone's tacky shit."
And Hannah's like, "So you found nothing then? You found nothing. That's what you're trying to say, and you're trying to make it sound like it was a taste issue, but truly you found nothing. Okay, great."
Yeah, you know that normally we pick up rocks in a bag and throw them on a table, right? What did you think you were going to find, for fuck's sake?
Maybe you didn't see the last season of Below Deck, but Chef Adrian put a giant sea slug on the table, and that passed as decor. So maybe you could rethink the things that you found in that store, maybe?
So then we're at the meeting, the guest meeting, mm-hmm. Ben, Joao, and Hannah.
Yeah.
And we find out who our next guests are.
Jennifer and Patrick Kirk. Jennifer runs a posh puppy boutique, and Patrick Kirk wears t-shirts about alcohol.
Yes, this crew, or this gang of people, is like, what are they, 15? They're like, "Yeah, wasted. We just want to be wasted. Hey, can we get wasted? Hey, yeah, how wasted are you, bro? Yeah, how wasted are you, bro?" I'm like, you guys are 50. Stop trying so hard, okay? Seriously. We get it. We can all drink. Wow.
Yeah, like, don't, like, act like you're the biggest partiers, and then you can't, like, stay awake during dinner. Mm-hmm. So basically, the lady, Dina, is she's allergic to bananas and avocados and celery and coconut and watermelon. So, you know, she has lots of allergies, which I thought was going to play a larger role in this, but I guess it doesn't. Maybe next episode. And then Sandy's like, so let's hear about the tablescape. And Hannah's like, "Well, I sent out Anastasia," which was really a miracle since she doesn't actually know how to walk anymore. I had to reteach her from a crawling state. And she couldn't find anything good, but we're also not convinced she actually went into a store instead of just, you know, walking into a croissant restaurant.
She went to a store, but she couldn't figure out how to open the door. She got very confused over there, honey. So the captain just nods, and then she tells us, "When I give an order, it's not a suggestion. And if the crew member doesn't come back with it, it's on Hannah." It's like, dun, dun, dun. Dun.
Tablescape Gate 2019.
Looks like a rough sea ahead.
So now Hannah talks a little. Hannah and Jack are talking about Travis being just super, super wasted. And Hannah talks more about how it reminds her of her brother. And she's like, "I'm starting to feel less sorry for him and more pissed off. And I've never been happier than when I can transition out of feeling sorry for someone to being pissed off."
Yeah, now it can be really effective. "Look, now you're just being selfish. You're letting your illness of alcoholism get in my way."
"I haven't been able to be pissed off at someone since June stopped using an earpiece. And I was always saying June, June, Hannah. And I've been doing nothing since then. And now I can finally be angry at someone again."
Drunk, drunk Hannah. Drunk, drunk Hannah. Drunk, drunk Hannah. Drunk, drunk.
Drunk, drunk Hannah. Honey.
So Joao and Colin are talking, and Joao's like, "Travis is not in a good place."
Yeah, because basically Travis starts telling Joao that he's just over all this. He's been working for a year with no break, and he's just over it. I'm like, dude, it's not our fault that you decided to come onto a reality TV show, okay? Like,
yeah.
Coping mechanisms. Let's look into them.
Yeah. If you ask anybody how they're doing and they actually told you the truth, they would tell you, I'm tired. Okay. Because life sucks and it's hard. And I'm tired right now. I'm exhausted. Okay. What are you going to do? Pick up your mop. Well, I'm not going to pick up a mop. I will pick up my microphone and I will keep going, damn it, because that's what alcoholics with serious ambitions do.
Yeah. So everyone lines up and the guests show up. And of course, like the main guy, he's wearing a t-shirt that says alcohol now.
Yeah, this is great for the episode. We try to sober up Travis.
Yeah, exactly.
People who wear alcohol now in caps. I'm 50.
I can't wait for this guy to pull out a t-shirt that says one tequila, two tequila, three tequila floor.
Oh, I'm white trash enough to like that.
One tequila, two tequila, three tequila whore. Try me. Try me.
I once saw a little old lady wearing that t-shirt on Fairfax in Santa Monica. And she was, I just had to assume she was like one of these like lovely old little Russian ladies, because there are a lot of Russian old ladies in that area. And I just assumed she had no idea what it was, and someone gave it to her. And she was a little old lady just walking up the street wearing a t-shirt that said one tequila, two tequila, three tequila floor.
Welcome to my neighborhood. That's pretty much what I see on the daily.
June, June, Hannah. Looking for the commercial. June, June, Hannah.
Get ready for Brexit on the 31st of October. Brexit will bring changes that affect businesses in many ways, particularly if you buy from EU suppliers, sell to EU customers, provide services to EU clients, and receive customer data from other businesses in the EU. Businesses need to prepare. Find out how at gov.uk/Brexit. Get ready for Brexit on the 31st of October.
We are 2 weeks away from our Big Charlotte show, and tickets are running out. Go to watchwhatcrappens.com to get yours.
So they're getting the tour, and Hannah shows them the jacuzzi and one of the ladies, and I think they're from Denver, because this is what we hear when we go to Denver. Oh, for sure. I say for sure a lot.
For sure.
That was Denver, right? Where we were saying that. I was like, something so. Fun in every town, and this is yours. For sure.
I mean, given that I was in Denver about, you know, 3 or 4 days ago, I don't seem to remember people saying it, but it's also the sort of subtle thing.
Somewhere
that,
different.
No, but it's the sort of subtle thing that I would have missed, but you would have picked up on, and then I would have heard it. So it's quite possible.
I thought it was so funny. For sure. It was so cute. Like we say in California, right on about every little thing.
Hella.
Like, did you like your food? Right on. Yeah, it's good.
Right on. Do you like your side salad? Right on. So, so Jack is talking to Travis. He's like, how are you feeling? Better this morning? And Travis is once again like, I'm just over it, bro. It's been a while. I haven't seen my friends in 6-9 months, and I'm just, you know, I miss it. And if I had to choose between spending time with my family or yachting, I would choose my family. I was like, blah, 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 blah. I didn't tune on this TV to watch you not be on my TV.
Yeah, he said, everyone where I'm from is more orientated on their life rather than work. It's like, so everyone's drunk where you're from.
I thought you said at the beginning of the season that everyone where you're from is like on meth and in jail. Isn't that what you said, sir?
Yeah. So then, of course, the guests are giving cheers, and one of the guys is like, let's get stupid!
Yeah. And guess what? They are rough seas. Rough seas. Neptune, Neptune, Hannah. So it's all choppy, and Ben is like falling over in the galley. Most of this episode, I think 85% of this episode was B-roll footage of Ben like bracing himself in his galley and watching ladles fall on the ground.
Yeah, just a lot of falling down. So Hannah hands out these wristbands to people that I guess help with seasickness.
Maybe.
And a guy's like, yeah, if you put one on your taint, you don't feel seasick in your dick. Okay.
Nice pro tip.
Because someone get a drink from my cock.
Yeah. So so they're giving out all that stuff, and then trays are falling over, and like all these trays are falling over. It seems like every room has a metallic tray in it for some reason, because every tray in every room is falling off the shelf, and you just hear Sandy going, sorry, so sorry, so, so sorry. Someone give that tray a hug, please.
Someone please tell the trugs in the coffee mugs The trays and the coffee mugs were about to turn a corner. Then it's all going to be better. Kind of like Travis after I talked to him about being a violent alcoholic. Okay? And turning. And turning. And we're okay, everyone. High
five,
okay? Tray.
All right. Could someone tell Anastasia that she can come out of the bathroom? Oh, she... Could someone teach Anastasia how to use the handle on the door? Thanks.
Well, someone did comb the seas. Old Zeusy out of the game.
Enough with your classical references, Ben. Just get cooking.
Yeah, and Hannah's like, in some ways I feel bad for Anastasia, but where's that annoying little perfectionist that just wants to please me all the time? Where is she? I need her back.
She's literally trapped behind a door.
And then my... Perfect. My personal favorite part of this episode is when Ben's talking to Aisha and he's describing what she's sending out. He's like, this is mortadella. And she goes, mortadella. He's like, no, mortadella. Mortadella. And then she just walks around going, mortadella, spantadella, puppatella,
chorizo. I also appreciated Colin walking by the laundry room and being like, Anastasia, Colin, do you still want this iron on? Because it's on and a little bit of a fire hazard because it's unattended. That's what caused Hannah to say, where's my annoying little perfectionist?
Oh.
That was very nice of you, Colin, because you know what? Fire safety is very, very important. And... your father and I have never been more proud, and I'm sure Aunt Tibby would be proud too. But as we know, she had an incident at Sizzlin and is preoccupied at the moment.
She's still recovering with a hangover from overdosing on potatoes, Carls. But good job on being a pre-fireman. You're like Tom Cruise in that movie. You can see fires coming.
I still remember when you were in second grade and part of the junior fireman squad. It was adorable. I sent the picture into Time magazine, but they never published it.
So some guys, they're starting to serve them, and some guy's like, what's your name, honey? She's like, Aisha! And he goes, Aisha? She goes, no, Aisha, but you can call me what you want. He's like, all right, Aisha. And then the other one's Anastasia, right? I was like, oh, you guys are such pigs. I hate you.
Fun with syllables.
I want my drunk lady's bat.
You can just call me Mortadella.
Ben's like, oh my god.
What is such? Freaking out.
And she's like, well, you know, she's going to try and keep him busy because she's like, God, the worst thing is an angry Ben. Like, what are you going to do with him? He'll explode the boat, you know?
Yeah, so there's like lots of intrigue about the fact that lunch, like, the guests want to do water sports, but then lunch is supposed to be between 2 and 2:30, so we're going to stall them on the water sports. So then
we're going to stall them on lunch by putting them on
water sports. I meant that, like, the water sports will... They were going to make sure they stay out there alone. Really important details, guys.
Yeah, I know. Everyone at home's like, oh my God, checking my facts.
So they're going to do water sports, which means then that one of the ladies goes,
I'm going to do a backflip off the trampolines.
I'm like, I'm sure everyone can't wait for that. All the fish are like clearing out. They're like, oh God, get out of here.
So Travis and Anastasia are talking and working, and Travis is like, you know, I was thinking, maybe I should start drinking less, because, you know, I've noticed that when I drink, then afterwards I'm depressed. Anastasia goes, yeah, that's the sacrifice you make. Yeah. You know, you don't drink and then, you know, you're just depressed. Like, welcome to life.
Yeah, have you noticed that also that when you drink a lot, you sometimes smack me in the face? Have you noticed that? Yeah.
I noticed that too. We're going to have another talk about that later.
So now it's jet skis. Ben is making lunch and he's like in the groove. He's like, oh, baby. Made the best chicken in the world. Yeah, bye.
So Travis had taken some of the ladies out on the figure eights and they came back when it was time, like when they knew it was time to come back. And Jack goes, how'd you do that? What tricks are you pulling? And he goes, figure eights. I just wanted to say, pull me in. going out there and purposely making them feel like shit so we can just bring them back.
And then Hannah, meanwhile, finds Sandy's freshly washed and ironed shirt just hanging up. And she's like, this has been hanging up too long. This has been hanging up too long. Hannah, Anastasia, let's not leave this up too long, please. Can we not leave this up too long? It's like, sorry, I didn't really understand how to use a hanger. So it was like a lot for me to be able to hang that up in the first place. So
that was a lot. And then one of the guys falls off a jet ski. So that's the next drama. Like, he's fallen. And he can't. Back up on the jet ski.
And on top of that, there's like a random incoming ferry out of nowhere, which I'm not even convinced even existed. I think that like they just took B-roll from another day. They're like, oh no, there's a ferry coming too.
It's like, my cousin's out there.
Colin's watching the ferry with wistful eyes. He's just like, I remember when I could be on ferries. I miss them.
I love you, fairy. And then the guy is out in the water and he's like, this is how people die. I'm like, yes. All those people who fell off a jet ski and can't figure out how to get back on.
Yeah, while wearing life preservers and surrounded by many, many people who are trained and whose job it is to save them.
So Joelle goes out on a jet ski, but Colin goes out on the boat and Colin's the first to rescue him.
Yeah, it's a very big, dramatic rescue for basically a douchebag who, I mean, are we surprised that he can't get back on the jet ski? He was wearing a t-shirt that says alcohol now. And then when he gets back on the boat, he has changed into a t-shirt that says day drinker.
I changed into a t-shirt that says let him drown.
So Ben serves lunch and there's a salad with fingerling potatoes. And this woman goes, I will fingerling that in my mouth anytime. I'm like, that doesn't even make sense, you.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Fuckface.
Let's stop it. I'm angry. I'm so angry. Dropped an F-bomb on her.
And then they're served prawns, and a lady goes, oh my god, they have eyeballs. I will not eat that. I will not eat that.
I will fingerling those eyeballs in my shrimp face for any time. Wait, what are you talking? Stop saying.
Kathy stop. Never left. Kathy's like, you want to talk about fingering? Yeah, I'll tell you about fingering. It's like, oh god, Kathy.
Kathy, we thought we got you off this boat. Yeah, well, you're wrong. I'm back.
I just fingerling the potato in my mouth. Yeah.
So what happened is I got some massive diarrhea last time, and I was in the bathroom. And then you guys left port again with these new people. And I said, oh, well, I guess for the once, diarrhea served me good. It's a lie. It served me good a lot of times.
Then I tried to deep throat a fingerling and almost died. Did anyone care? Fuck no. I'm angry. You listen to me.
You ever stick a fingerling up your ass?
Yes, actually.
So then, meanwhile, Colin is like standing on the edge of the boat watching another ferry. And he goes, that's me right there. Having another wistful moment.
Yeah. He's like, it's just a hobby, I swear.
That's okay. The fairies miss you too, Kali.
And Joelle's like, well, don't worry. One day I'll be captain.
And I'll hire you.
And he's like, do I have to sleep on the boat?
So then back in the galley, Ben has his the latest meltdown is the fact that he can't find any eggs. And because he didn't order any eggs. So Aisha just goes,
and Anastasia's like, oh my god, you definitely need eggs. Do you have the number? I do. I'll get it. So she's like, hello, it's me, Anastasia. I need 200 eggs.
Yeah. She goes, and then Hannah walks by and she just gets just furious. She's like, I don't understand why Anastasia gives Ben 110%, and yet when it comes to the interior, she keeps sticking her hand up the vacuum. Why? Why?
Anastasia heard something outside and is now doing something called fingerling the vacuum. So I don't understand.
But the good news is I found a new third stew and her name is Kathy. All right, what do you want me to wash, okay? Because I can tell you one thing. I've peed on a few different surfaces around here.
Oh, you want to talk about fingering eggs, huh? No, Kathy. No. So Anastasia's like, guys, I really need you to pick up 200 eggs. So Joelle leaves. And then Aisha and Jack make out in bed. She's like, your wife is here. And then Joelle makes a really good tender joke. He's like, wow, your tender driving skills are excellent.
Yeah. Good one, Collie.
That was funny. It was funny. Your father's laughing so hard he can't even come to the phone right now.
So let's see. I found a problem.
Closhgate. Yeah, so the eggs, I'm assuming this is what you're talking about, that the eggs arrive, but they not only arrive, they come with cloches, aka silver domes. And Hannah sees the cloches, and she has been wanting to get mad about something for so long. She's like holding in all her Anastasia rage because she liked Anastasia. So she needs to like explode about something. So she looks at the cloches and she goes, "It's not gonna fit the fucking things anyway." Hey. Like, whoa.
And they are too small. They got them too small. But Ben's like,
"That's on me, and I'll make it work. Special tonight, tiny cloches. Hold me closer."
So, yeah, he's going to just, like, totally make this work.
And then Joao, meanwhile, when he came back with the eggs and cloches, he, like, runs over this line that's attached to the tender, and then he's like, "A tender has an antenna propeller. I drove over the line, and the line got sucked in. Rookie move."
So the captain comes down. She's like, "Hi guys, hugs for sale. How's it going?" And Joelle's like, "The line went into the boat. My mistake."
And she goes, "God, I love when a crew member takes responsibility. You break it, you fix it. That's why you have your wetsuit on. I came to check. God, I'm proud of him."
God, I was wondering why. It's another episode of Sandy Mystery. This episode's called "Why Does Joelle Have a Wetsuit On?" Chapter 1, I walked downstairs, and there was Joao, and he said, "I put my wetsuit on because I had to fix the propeller." The end.
Then I figured out it was his neighbor who was guilty the whole time. Da 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 da
da da da da da. This also, by the way, is this is what segues us into a new spinoff of Below Deck called Joao Hammering on Things. Because for basically the next 10 minutes... we kept on cutting to Joao, like, tinkering with the bottom of the tender. And you just would hear this. And then it would just, like, cut to something else. He just kept coming back to the little hammer going. little hammer.
So I love your little hammer sound.
Yeah, I'm using some props. I'm using very a high metal today. Straw.
So Anastasia is folding napkins, and Hannah sees her, and she's like, "A coasting Anastasia is still a lot better than a June."
But not by much, you know what I'm saying. At which point we cut back to Joao. And then we get to the next huge scandal. Trashgate.
Oh, God. You know, Anastasia, you're working in the kitchen, which... I know that he needs help, but you're not supposed to be working in the kitchen. So then she's like, anyone, is someone on deck to help take out this trash? Deck crew. And finally, Travis is the only one who answers. And he's like, "Coming soon. I'm prioritizing interior crew. Check."
Yeah.
And the captain hears him, and she goes, "Yeah, that's right. I say take out the trash. Don't piss me off with your fucking attitude." I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Well, she's
right.
How about
you say, "Anastasia, you take out the fucking trash. You're an extra in the kitchen anyway."
Yeah, but Travis is dumb for giving that attitude over the PAs where everyone could hear him. So, yeah, so she's like, she is pissed. And Travis is being pissy because he's been pissy all episode. "Sorry, it's not our fault that you got so wasted and you're hungover all day and now you're crabby." So, I mean, yeah, admittedly, Anastasia could have taken that garbage out. But anyway, so, yeah, Sandy really snaps off on him. So, a lot of tension on the boat.
Lots. So, the captain calls him up to the bridge and she's like, "Travis, was that your comment that I heard over the radio?" And he's like, "Yeah, sorry. We're constantly doing everything for them. I'm sorry. I snapped." And she's like, "Well, I'm sorry you're frustrated. And I agree that they take advantage. But come to me. Come to me. Okay?"
Yeah. It's like, I thought like Sandy was about to rip him a new one. And she's like, "You know what? You've been called on to do a lot of things. And you've been amazing. Just don't respond like that on the radio." He's like, "All right." And he starts to leave. And she goes, "Wait a second. Give me a hug."
Yeah. She goes, "Okay, hugs. Okay, know this. You're amazing, okay? You're a woman who can do anything. I'm sorry, that's from my women in power speech. But you get it. You're amazing. Go back there to doing stuff." And she tells us, "I think he's struggling, and it has to do with alcohol, and I'm worried."
Yeah. Oh, you think, Sandy? You think? Remember when you smelled alcohol on his breath when he was ironing a shirt this morning? So now it's dinner time. And first course, a deconstructed Caesar salad. But of course...
I'm sorry. Well, we get to hear the guys talk. And one of them's like, dude, like one of my eyes is half shut. And one of the other guys is like, you're trying to be like Left Eye Lopez.
Oh, yeah. I was honestly surprised I even were able to make a reference to Left Eye Lopez. I was like, really?
I kind of was too.
I was like, I'm surprised that like registers on your like pop culture radar.
Yeah. And Aisha's helping with cheese, like great Parmesan. And she's like, you like that I'm pretending it's dead foot skin?
My favorite thing is that when Jack takes his dead foot skin and scrapes it off of me bunk, that makes me feel like he's thinking about me.
So the lady's like, oh, it's Caesar. There's no anchovies in this, right? There's no anchovies. Are there anchovies in this? There should be anchovies in this. So it's like, yeah. Done.
So Hannah takes it downstairs and, you know, he's like, what? Anchovies, and she like points on the preference sheet like honey, so he has to like make a new Caesar, and he's like, what a fucking day. I'm like, just make Caesar salad. It's like egg and Parmesan, you know. I'm like really testy. I'm like really sarcastic and testy this episode. I'm like, just make your Parmesan, okay? I'm real brat today.
So the guy was like, wow, did you hear that? That was an internal burp. It was like a burp was happening, but it didn't happen. It's like, you guys are trash. Get off my boat.
I know. Also, I relate a little bit too much to that observation, and I don't like that. So please. And then meanwhile, Colin is like, you know, they bring the new salad up. And Colin is like, it's weird because Hannah had no problem bossing Mila and Anastasia around. But with Ben, I've never seen Hannah step back like this. It's a Colin mystery.
Da, 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 da. Colin's riding a bike around the deck. And Hannah tells Ben, she's like, well, you know, it's just a little hard to come in here when you blow up. And he's like, sorry, babe. Colin's like, whoa, look at her taking abuse.
Yeah, it's because she knows how much worse it could get. So she's trying to manage it.
Yep. So then the captain is talking to Jack, and she's like, what are you doing there, Jack? Writing a love note? He goes, actually, yes, I'm writing a little poem. Right? I'd like to think I've done romantic things in the past. All right, here it is. Your head is fat. You have a nice twat. Your box is furry like a cat. You're lovely. From Jack.
I like when he just decides to abandon his rhyme scheme at the very end for no reason. It's like, fat, twat, cat, lovely.
Jack rhymes with cat.
Maybe that's what it is. He's...
All right, goes, that's a love note.
I want to stick my finger into your butt. I
will bust a nut.
I'm going to bust a nut.
Love you, your guts.
Your breasts look like King Tut. I love you. Oh, have you ever read any of my romance poetry? It goes like this. My cock gets hard when I look at you and you're a stupid woman. The end. Love, Joao. He actually puts at the end on his poem.
Oh god. So Jack shows us, he's like, yeah, I'm real romantic. Look, I put my ex-girlfriend's face on and a tattoo on my arm after 2 weeks. It's like, oh jeez.
Meanwhile, Ben is having issues. It's in the galley again because he is cooking something in a pan and he's like, has this pan ever been used? I mean, what's going on? This is ridiculous. And Hannah's just staring at him like, honey, are you really going to complain about a pan right now? Honey!
I would love to bump into the guy who designed this galley and punch him in the face. It's so small and dysfunctional and ugly and dark.
I'm like, oh, so you have met Mila. That's cute.
paging Hannah, could you come get Anastasia? She's struggling with walking upstairs. She doesn't quite understand how to do it.
Anastasia's trying to play a spoon. She's like, wait a minute, guys, I know how to calm us down. I'm gonna play Fertilise. It's a spoon, honey.
I like that would be her instinct, though, is to play Fertilise to dispel the tension in the boat.
Guys. I'm gonna be the most perfectionist music player ever, okay?
Could someone help Anastasia? She's trying to turn the vacuum on, but she hasn't realized that it's plugged into a cantaloupe and not a power outlet. So speaking of blunders, Ben then goes and full-on burns his finger on the hot pan that he has never been used before. So he's like, I can't do this. It's enough to make me give up cooking for good. Ah.
Well, if I was a chef, I'd learn to work around it. It's like,
Yeah, she's like, how about use the oven, honey?
Honey. So cabin checks. And then the guests upstairs are being totally classy to you. It's like, she didn't show her boobies. I showed my boobies. Why didn't she show her boobies?
Anyone want to see my rash?
Oh, no, Kathy. Jeez.
No.
So Aisha finds her note, and it's the bear going down on the other bear. She's like, this is so lovely.
Oh, and then she reads the poem, which of course we heard before, but then hearing it with Aisha's voice makes it feel extra romantic. He said, your head is fat, you have a nice twat, your box is furry like a cat, you're lovely, Jack. Ooh.
So then the dinner is served, and it's a steak, and a lady goes, oh my god, this is so good.
Yeah, it was the big debut of the cloches also, and like rave review for the cloche work.
Yeah, and a lady pulls a carom and starts falling asleep at the table. She's like, I got 10 minutes before dessert comes. What the fuck? I'm taking a nap.
I'll tell you what's going to wake her up. I'm going to thaw it in the face right now. I had some onions for lunch. It'll be extra good. Kathy, not at the table. Just let her sleep.
So the captain's like, getting accolades for hot food? Ben has problems, and he solves them. He's a pro. Unlike Rhymes with Banana, which I still love.
So now Ben has made some chocolate ganache, which like made my eyes roll in the back of my head just looking at it. And Aisha tastes a little bit of it, and she goes, ooh, the sauce is spectacular. You go, boy.
So Ben's like, what a pain in the ass. I'm sorry, babe, if I got a little too much there, babe. And Hannah's like, you know, he may be a roller coaster to work with, but everyone's so happy. So keep the crazy coming, Goggies.
Yeah. So the guests leave the table and are just like palling around in the salon. And Sandy starts talking to Hannah about Travis. And she's like, so Hannah Banana, I'm saying the banana part because I like you again. So, you know, I've been smelling some alcohol on Travis's breath. You smell that too? She's like, honey.
She's like, well, it's not while he's working, in his defense. But yeah, he does drink a lot. And she's like, but I need a one-on-one. I'm going to talk to him, hug to hug. And she's like, well, I've tried, Sandy. There's no problem in his eyes. None at all. She goes, we'll see about that.
So
then upstairs, the guests are going, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like you got a load in your pants. Kathy.
Kathy's even ruining 90s like hip hop.
So Sandy's like, Trav, Sandy. So Sandy, Travis goes up to the wheelhouse, and she's like, Sandy goes, I just want to spend some time with you because I never do. I just thought we could have a little Sand and Trav time. You know what I'm saying? Hug to hug. Branzino to Branzino.
I like Branzino. You probably have a TV. I like Netflix. So basically, I smell alcohol in your breath. So
he's like, well, I don't drink anchada, only anchada. Oh.
And he says, I don't know if someone's talked to you about it. And she goes, no. I'm coming from a place of compassion. It's called addiction. You know, sometimes I wish I could have a glass of wine, but I know if I could, I would have the whole bottle and then another one. And then another one.
Travis is like, that sounds great. Why don't we do that right now?
Oh, he's like, we do have things in common. Let's party, Sandy.
She's like, no, I can't drink because, you know, when I drink, I wind up passed out or sometimes even incarcerated. And apparently young Sandy got arrested for drunk driving.
Yeah.
And so she talks about it, and she says that alcoholism runs in her family, and she was, like, deep into it. And one day she woke up in the hospital and was like, yeah, I want a different life. Fuck this.
Mm-hmm. And Travis...
She's like, yeah, of course. You know, look, I'm just excessive. But I'm just burnt out, and I have been before I got here, you know? And then that makes my drinking worse, and I drink more than everyone else. And she starts laughing, and he just looks at her, and she goes, oh, when I hear you describe yourself, that's not normal.
Yeah, because he also says, I mean, it's weird. I just drink more than everyone else. And she goes, hello. So then she goes, I want to give you a hug. Here's a hug, and you're going to get a chip. And you'll see how long you keep this chip before I give you another hug. Lost the chip already, but that's okay.
He made it 5 seconds. But she actually does give him good advice. Because yeah. He's like, you know, I don't have a problem. And she's like, well, you know, look, maybe you don't. But just give yourself the opportunity to detox your liver for 30 days. You know, it won't be easy, but it changed my life. Maybe it'll help you, you know, because that's putting it in a place of, okay, I'm not saying you're an alcoholic or you're addicted, but if you're not addicted, then quit for 30 days and see how that works, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And she basically said the reason why she's having this talk is because, you know, when she was hitting rock bottom, you know, the reason why she was able to turn her life around is because someone stopped her and said, hey, we need to have a talk, and gave her the same talk. So she was paying it forward. It was a good thing to do.
It was. And he took it well. He was like, I respect him for that.
Yeah, and he thought about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so everybody goes to bed, and Travis is on wheelhouse duty, and he's reading phone while really sad music plays. They're like, look at poor Travis, trapped without a drink. It's like, oh my God, guys. So he's like, you know, I don't see myself as someone with a problem, but if the captain said something, maybe I need to reassess. So maybe I should stop drinking for the rest of the season to prove I do have it under control.
Yeah.
You know, so let's see.
Let's see if he can make it all 4 days that are left of the season. So, So now it's morning, and all right, it's time for the moving the boat after the anchor's been pulled up lottery, and this week's winner is Kaliwali. Kaliwali, you want to drive us out of the harbor like a big old ferry, but much more impressive?
Kaliwali is ready.
So Kali's like, oh my God, I'm so worried. The only part of the boat I haven't broken is the actual boat.
Oh my God, this is so scary. I can't even look. Your father's going to have to watch the TV for me.
You did it, Kali. You did it. So here we go on rough seas again.
Yes.
And the captain's like offended. She's like, oh God, doesn't seem so nice today. Shit.
Yeah. She's just like going through this rough seas. Ben is scowling. We have like, this felt like, I felt like I was watching the Nutcracker as performed by Falling Ladles. It was like, bling, 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 crash, crash, bling, 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 oh.
Just Ben being flung all over the place.
Yeah.
He's like,
is Captain Sandy taking the piss?
Yeah. At one point, he was just like huddled in a corner. He was like, I'm just going to stand here and dream of rabbit.
And then one of the ladies falls on the ground, and she's like, I think I'm going to get sick.
Oh, that was the best, watching her. I wish I hated her more, because like there have been a lot of guests who I wanted to see crawl across the salon floor in like bouts of violent nausea.
It's the guys on this one that are making me crazy. Oish. Yeah. Well, that brings us to the end of Below Deck Mediterranean.
Yeah, guys, if you are a Patreon supporter, remember you can go out and get your Denver and Columbus tickets already, right now. And in the meantime, remember, they will go on sale for the public on Friday, which is exciting. And go to WatchWhatCrappens.com for those links and links to all of our other shows that are on sale, including Charlotte and Nashville, which are only a few weeks away. So and Nashville has not a lot of tickets left. So go do that and have a wonderful, blessed day. And we will be back tomorrow for some Real Housewives of Orange County.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
I am a force for good.
I am a force for courage.
And for calm.
I am a force for safety.
For fairness.
For leadership.
I am a force for the future.
For compassion.
For my community.
I am a police officer.
And I am a force for all.
Be one of the 20,000 new police officers and be a force for all that you believe in. Search Join the Police.